holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
I found some Proverbs in Ecclesiastes that you will never, ever forget.
Be holy.
Never forget. Listen. We want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today is a splendid day. Great day, man. It's raining here, though. It's still good after rain. It's still good. I still love the rain. It's just wet. Hey, take advantage of everything that God shows you this week. Well, really next week. This might be the end of the week for you guys. But listen, go on over and let God bless you with insight for next week. Matter of fact, He's God. He can show you all kind of stuff this weekend. But listen, let God show you everything that He can show you. Ask Him to open your eyes to whatever it is that you've been blind to all this time. You know, even if it's a little thing, just Lord, let me see something. Or if I've been seeing it, tell me what it is. What am I missing? You know, talk to Him. He wants to show you things. He loves to show people things. He loves to do that. So let Him do it. Don't sit there and just wither away. No, ask God to show you things. Ask Him to show you, man. If He can open your eyes to see things, man, you'd be just that much closer to Him. You just trust Him even more because you know that it's nothing that you can do about any of it. You know, it's only Him. You know, it's only Him keeping you together. It's only Him keeping your life together. It's only Him keeping your family. It's only Him keeping your marriage together. It's only Him keeping that company together. It's only Him the reason that you have a job. It's only Him that's keeping you going through this economy. You know, listen, you better put all your trust in God. And if you're asking Him to show you things that you're looking straight, looking it in the face, and you don't even realize what you're looking at, ask Him to open your eyes so that you can see it, like the one prophet did. Lord, open eyes so the gentleman can see who's with us. And God opened His eyes and showed him that heaven's army sitting there waiting to fight for him. So in other words, again, we are not fighting against flesh and blood. We're fighting against spiritual wickedness in high places. And when we pray, that's what when we're communing with God, we're talking directly to Him. Even though sometimes it feels like He's not saying anything back. But understand, He hears. He hears everything. And He can hear your prayer and my prayer and 20 million other people's prayer at the same time. Plus, you know. And so whatever you can get from the Lord, cherish it. Cherish it, cherish it, cherish it. And look at it. Keep looking at it. Keep reminding yourself that He showed it to you. You know. Because the Spirit of the Lord, He'll bring it back to your remembrance. Yes, He will. You know, He will. The Spirit of the Lord will do that. Show you everything that He showed you, or remind you of everything that He's shown you already. But just ask God to show you things, man. You know, don't always ask Him for, oh, Lord, I need a blessing here, need a blessing there. Sure, you ask for your blessings, ask for help. You know, ask Him for help. Cast your cares on Him. He cares for everybody. So just ask Him, man. Ask Him. Now, we're going to go over to this Ecclesiastes 7. I think we're going to close out today on that. Ecclesiastes 7. And I think we're going to start here on verse number 19. I think we'll start at verse number 19. Verse number 18 said, pay attention to these instructions, for anyone who fears God will avoid both extremes, talking about being too good and being too evil, what we talked about yesterday. So don't be too good and don't be too evil. Don't be too wise, because you end up hurting yourself via those both extremes, that one extreme of good, that one extreme of bad. If you either, you got to have a balance in between. You got to have a balance in between. That's why you need a savior. So when you're wicked, you can ask for forgiveness and get that repentance going and step away from that evil. But hey, verse number 20. No, let's start at verse number 19. One wise person is stronger than 10 leading citizens of a town. One wise person is stronger. One. In other words, one person who is guided by God is stronger than 10 leading citizens of a town or of an area. You know how they have their politics. Anyway, they want to do this, they want to do that, and they have it all listed up, and all 10 of them agree. But if you have one person that's being led by God, he is stronger or she is stronger than all 10 of those people. Like in your family, if you're the one being led by God, if you're the one trying to hear from God and trying to obey God, and you're not trying to be holier than anybody else, you just want to do God's will and try to do what's right. You know, if God is with you and not with those others 10 that's in your family, you are stronger than all 10 of them together, working against you or working to do something other than what you're being led to do. One wise person is stronger than 10 leading citizens in a town. Verse number 20. Not a single person on earth is always good and never sins. Not a single person on earth is always good and never sins. That's you, that's me, that's your children, that's your parents. They might be senior citizens now, but they had their day of devilment. They all did. We all do. We all act up sooner or later. We're trying to do what's right, you know. But it says here, this is what the Holy Ghost says, not a single person on earth is always good and never sins. That's from the most popular preachers to the most popular movie stars to the most popular people, the most likable people, the nicest people. It says not a single person on earth is always good. Not one. Here's another one. Verse number 21. These are proverbs that you can read in Ecclesiastes that sound real good. Verse 21. Don't ever eavesdrop on others. Eavesdrop. Don't do that. Don't eavesdrop on others. You may hear your servant curse you. You know, those of you who have own companies and you have workers, people who work for you, don't eavesdrop. You might find out that they might curse you or be cussing out you or talking about you. Don't eavesdrop. Just make it a point. That's easy. That's a commandment. Don't eavesdrop. Touch somebody, say that's a new commandment. Don't eavesdrop on people. Don't sit there listening to other people's conversations. You might find out that they're talking about you. Verse 22, for you know how often you yourself have cursed others. You know yourself how much you've cursed others. You've said this about this others. You said that about, so don't eavesdrop, because you might hear somebody talking about you and then you get your feelings hurt. Don't do it. That's a good commandment. Stop eavesdropping. As much as you want to, as juicy as that information might be, as much as you want to know it, don't eavesdrop. Put your headphones in, your earbuds in or something or whatever, just to block it out, because you don't want to hear it. Don't eavesdrop. And eavesdropping is, you're able to hear it. You know, you're able to hear it. But don't do it. It says don't do it. God says don't do it. For you yourself know how often you yourself have cursed others. You know that yourself, you've done that. So somebody was eavesdropping on you, talking about somebody else. Yeah, they know. And this is, you're trying to do the right thing. You're believing in God and everything. You're trying to do the right thing. And it's telling you, don't eavesdrop. You might find somebody talking about you. Don't do it. Verse 23. I have always tried my best to let wisdom guide my thoughts and actions. I've said to myself, I am determined to be wise, but it didn't work. Wisdom is always distant and difficult to find. Wisdom is that wisdom. You got to find it. Few there be that find it. Wisdom is always distant and difficult to find. Verse 25, I searched everywhere, determined to find wisdom and to understand the reason for things. I was determined to prove to myself that wickedness is stupid and that foolishness is madness. I discovered that a seductive woman is a trap more bitter than death. Her passion is a snare, and her soft hands are chains. Her soft hands are chains. Those who are pleasing to God will escape her, but sinners will be caught in her snare. Talking about the seductive woman. And when you start talking about seductive woman, you're talking about sin, evil. I discovered that a seductive woman is a trap and more bitter than death. Leads to the death. She leads to death. Her passion is a snare and her soft hands are chains. But she's more bitter than death. Those who are pleasing to God will escape her. Those who are pleasing to God will escape her. That sin, that's what it is. Remember how I told you Jesus came to take away everybody's sin. That evil that try to take us into that wickedness is like a seductive woman. It sounds good. Oh, why don't you go ahead and drink that one more drink? Hey, why don't you do this? Hey, why don't you do that? Why don't you sleep with her? Hey, why don't you sleep with him? Why don't you go do this? Why don't you go do this evil? Do that evil. Oh, you'll be satisfied after you're done. And then you can repent later. It's like a seductive woman. Trap. It's a trap. And it's bitter, more bitter than death. And I like the way he described her. Her passion is a snare and her soft hands are chains. Her passion is a snare. And her hands are, her soft hands are like chains. You know, the SEX might, that's the snare. The whole work of it is the snare. And her soft hands are the chains that hold you there. That's talking about sin. So once she has you, she's trying to keep you there by them soft hands, those soft words, those everything. He said, but I did find this. God created people to be virtuous, but they have each turned to follow their own downward path.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be holy.